You're listening to a special Don't Feed the Animals edition of Inspirato Projecto Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Inspirato Projecto and Don't Feed the Animals radio station here at K-Chung 1630 on the AM dial. Hope you're enjoying it out there in the radio waves and the internet waves. I have some onlookers out here today. We have a very exciting show. We have some people that are coming in, and then also we have some special unannounced guests. I'm not sure who it is, but I've heard rumors on the street that there might be passersby in the downtown area, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to start us off here by doing something called That's That. Those of you may remember this from a couple of times ago when I was here filling in for the amazing, inimitable Kurt Clendenin. Here's That's That.
Oh, man. I overslept. It's Monday.
Don't cry. Just because it's Monday doesn't mean you can't have fun. You can go to the grocery store and buy a donut, or you can go down to the corner and say hello to the person crossing the street. There's lots of ways to have fun on a Monday, and you too can have fun. Don't go to work like a zombie and let the day pass you by. Always find a way to have fun. Maybe open a letter with a pen instead of a letter opener. Wow, that's a great idea. What else is a great idea? Well, you can organize your remote controls so that you can find them effectively. What's that, you say? You don't have remote controls? Well, then call a friend and tell him how awesome it is that you no longer have to have remote controls, but you have apps on your phone. Could you imagine? Apps? Who would have thought we would have had apps 17 years ago? That's a long time ago. I think 17 years ago is 1 plus 7, but it's not really because it's a 1 first, which stands for 10. And that's that.
All right, that's that. This is an interesting episode because last time we talked about knowing your dragons, we talked about being positive, and Captain Nicholas and I were struggling with how to be positive in the modern world, and actually I feel like I've made some progress. I'm talking to Nicholas as if he's here. He's over there running the machines because, you know, for now we're running the machines. Pretty soon they'll be running us, of course. So I just want to talk a little bit about what's in the news today. There's lots of stuff happening. I don't know if you heard about the cell tower antenna that went down in Echo Park. It crossed the 5 freeway and caused an outage across the area. So if you have cell phones in Echo Park, you might be getting alternate radio waves or antenna waves from the cosmos. That's word on the street. And also, speaking of cosmos, there has been a rip in the multiverse. There have been some species that have crossed over. Well, I call them species. They're actually really just extensions of ourselves. It turns out that the theoretical physicists were onto something, that we have other dimensions and we are actually involved in the other dimensions. We actually have presences in these other dimensions. And there may be some overlap between our other dimensional selves and ourselves. So look out for some strange cosmic things happening to you in the next few weeks to months. They say they should have the cosmic rip sewed up by Thanksgiving, so no promises, but that's what's happening. And the other thing that is happening in the news is Costco has a lot of stuff, and a lot of each thing. That's the hot topic at the shopping centers out in the world. And so if you buy bulk, then now is the time to go to Costco. Let's see, what else? I'm going to check my phone here. Oh, let's do a quick commercial here. We're gonna of course do our one of our favorite sponsors, The Human System. This is The Human System, THSworkshops.com. If you want your business to be more successful and you want to be humans, then contact The Human System.
The human system. Bringing humanity back to the workplace. We are The Human System, and our vision is to help the human to be more productive, motivated, and enterprise-wise.
Performance metrics,
showing appreciation,
innovation and brainstorming,
getting comfortable being uncomfortable,
getting comfortable being uncomfortable,
leadership training,
improvisation workshops,
building trust,
listening and communication,
strategic planning.
We are all humans. We are all humans.
With over 20 years of experience, the human system located its approach to bring out the best of the workforce and
individuals. Contact us to learn how your organization, company, or small business can benefit from the human system.
Day 1-234-56 human, or email us at thsworkshops@gmail.com.
We are all humans.
Thanks for our sponsor here. You guys weren't supposed to come in yet, but since you're here.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just have a seat. You guys are with Info, what is it?
Info-Roo.
Info-Roo, of course. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I know what it is. The look on her face.
Is this mine? Is it on?
Yes. You look really familiar.
Oh, well, you've probably seen me in a lot of stuff. I was a child actor, but now, you know, I do more mature.
Corey.
Yeah.
Corey. What's Corey up? Klein. What's up and down?
Up and down.
Yes. Yes.
If you're not gonna sit down.
Oh yeah, just sit right there, Corey. Yeah, you guys just kind of whatever, fill in some space.
Standing's a show of power, so I'm good.
Xander's really good at filling in space.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What's your name?
I'm Xander. I'm the head writer at InfoRoo.
The head writer. Were you in What's Up and Down with Corey?
I do more serious projects, so...
You weren't in it. Oh, so what about you guys? What's your name?
I'm here for the free food.
Oh.
He's my driver.
There's some... what you want to do is there's a dumpster outside.
Info,
you can...
Still around?
Info Rude.
Yeah. Andres, go back to your corner.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, Corey.
Yeah.
So, dude, that basketball scene, that changed my life. The one with when your dad came over and was like, you know, that's not cool. You got to pass the ball. And you, like, were in tears. Like, that was some acting right there.
Yeah, it's true. I'll give you a little behind the scenes on that. What I was using for my substitution was I, you know, I was.
He's clearly talking to me.
And
he
lost the Emmy anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later. Yeah, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name is Imogen.
Imogen.
Yes, and I am. Of
try to get closer to the mic, Imogen.
All right. Thank you. I am the CEO of InfoRoot.
Okay.
My vision is to cover the entertainment industry with a strong sense of...
Where's the free food?
My vision is to cover the
entertainment industry. What the fuck are you doing? You reading some off a script there? Hey, lady, let me talk to you. Hey, we don't want no fucking politicians in here, okay?
Listen.
Like, if you got some kind of message you want to pander to Sherman, be nice. I told you. This is Sherman Sitter, the LCD squirrel. Yeah, hey, how you doing? You might have heard of me.
Follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, you might have heard of me. I'm the one that helps you. I help you with the Macs computers. I can do your PCs, too, but I specialize in the Macs.
You know.
Actually, Corey and I, hey, what's up, Corey? We go way back.
Hey, what's up? It's been a while.
Yeah, you come anytime you want to come to New York and stay with me, you're just welcome.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, well, we had a good time. Yeah, all right. This is not
about
you.
These real interviews. This is not. This. I'm sorry.
I would
this
interview
is not
the squirrel. How many Instagram followers does he have?
Xander.
I'm up to 2 million. Okay. And I don't even have an Instagram anymore. That's how popular I am. I have 2 million, and I don't even have it. I deleted it, but they're still there because they just can't get rid of me. They love me too much.
We should do a collab.
We should. We should. Okay. What was you babbling about, politician lady?
You know.
What do you? You're the mayor of LA. What are you doing again?
You know what? Nothing. You know what? I'm going to get going. I'm double parked outside.
Sounds good to me.
Is that thing bright?
Boys?
Is that a squirrel bite?
While she's going, are you guys in the squirrel hiring?
Actually, I am. I need some tech support. Nothing that I don't know. What's your background in Excel and Mac computers?
I know the equal sum function and.
What about Macs? I asked you about Max. Come on, you got to go.
It's a computer, not a typewriter.
Oh, I thought it was the cosmetic.
You see, Corey, you see what I have to deal with these people?
Jeez. It's like you've been dealing with amateurs, these guys.
What are you looking at him for? Talk to me.
I'm sorry. I just remember him because he and I used to work together when I was like 7 years old. I mean, it's been a while.
I know. You guys got history twos.
But,
the basketball show, I get it. That's the one where you threw it to the little girl and like, put a scar.
Will someone give this
face.
Guy a muffin so he shuts
that
up?
Cool.
Seriously.
Hey, they got a Starbucks. Here's $2. Go to the Starbucks.
Jeez, professionals, right?
Yeah, you know. Okay, so anyways, back to what was you saying, the guy who we don't care about?
Xander. I'm pretty kind of important there at InfraRoot, you know. I try and have my own show, but somebody took over, so, you know.
What's the best story? Was that you the one that did the story about the rip in the multiverse?
I did, and then also how Cara Jean makes your gums fat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
got more likes.
Very diverse opinions.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, you got to go with it, I guess, right, Corey?
Yeah, in this PC culture, you kind of got to throw them a bone every once in a while.
That's actually
right?
Why I prefer Macs. I'm not down with the PC culture, if you know what I mean.
Hey!
So you was talking about carrageenan.
Yeah.
You know, that's a sea vegetable.
That is a sea vegetable.
Yeah. So what else can you tell me about it, since you got a lot of boring information?
I'd rather talk about temporal rifts.
Temporal rifts. Okay, yeah. So, what's going down, apparently? I know Alex Dumbass Smart was saying that there's some kind of rip in the multiverse and other people from our extensions of ourselves. It's all BS, I think. I think I just live in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Get a pizza and be done with it.
Yeah, the Xanax helps with that. Kind of mellows the mind out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've experimented with drugs. I'm pretty clean right now, you know, trying to turn a different leaf. I'm like Russell Brand in a way. You know, I'm like trying to do my...
I like Russell Brand and Gladiator. He's pretty good.
He's got a little problem with high blood sugar.
Yeah. So Alec Dumbass Smart, you going to ask him some fucking questions, or am I going to do all the work here like usual? See, I got a press pass. You guys see my press pass here? It's official. That's my face right there. See that? Sherman Sitter. Okay.
So okay. Sandra wouldn't know what a press pass looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I got one once for the Kids' Choice Awards.
Hey, Corey, remember that time way back you was going to the film festival in Italy?
Oh, my God.
And you took me with you? Oh, that was crazy.
At first, they weren't going to let me on because they were like, is that a live animal? We can't let you have live animals on the plane.
Could you believe it? They just don't know me out there. You know, I'm not international like you. I'm not a fucking big worldwide star. I'm just,
Not yet.
Not yet. But you know.
He's got to do another stint in rehab first before that can happen.
That's right. I'm not really going to talk too much about that. It's all about you guys, okay? You guys is the ones here. You guys is talking about InfoRoots. Which, by the way, is also a good Middle Eastern cure for headaches. You put Info Roots in your sandwich, and what's that, weirdo?
I think you rub it with ginger root.
Actually, you do. That's a good point. Yeah,
you get some things right sometimes.
Yeah. You know, it's like random. Okay. Anyhow, so I guess you guys, anybody who's not important, got anything else to say?
Oh, I am important. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You notice I wasn't looking at him. So what is Xanax? Xanax, what was his name?
Xanax was my mother's nickname for me. She wanted to call it all the time. Anyway, so my...
I didn't know that pill was that old. You look fucking old.
My playing age is 20 to 25, and I'm really looking forward to my next article about how the kids didn't really know who Madonna is on the Kids React video. It should be a really great think piece.
Okay, thanks. We'll see yous later. All right, go catch up with Imitation, whatever her name was.
I'll just leave my resume in the basket on the corner.
Yeah, sure. It's a circular basket.
Yeah, all right. My driver's here, so I'm gonna go peace. All right.
Okay, Corey. Yeah, we'll talk later. We'll Facebooks and talk and hook up.
Yeah, slide in my DMs.
Yeah.
All
right. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Do I validate?
Yeah, you can validate. All right, Alec Dumbass Smart. I'm gonna send it back to yous here in the studio with InfoRoot. Got the top stories here. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right. Well, let's see here. I'm gonna give it back to Dumbass Smart here, but he's gonna do a promo first.
You're listening to a special edition Inspirato Projector Radio brought to you by Don't Feed the Animals. Don't Feed the Animals on YouTube. Just look at that search bar. Put in "Don't Feed the Animals Bicycle." And you will find all the great videos on bicycle awareness and other things, which I cannot mention right now over the radio, but you will find them. So look for them, it's free to subscribe. So if you want to, you can get that for free until the limited supplies are up, Peruski.
All right, I call that the promo gone wrong. I was talking to Captain Nicholas here. That was from last time where, that's okay, you can leave it. That was from last time where it was like 2 in the morning and I was, coming up with Suicidal Telly Monster and I forget what else was happening, owls hooting, and remember that? That's why you don't get ready for a radio show at 2 in the morning. It wasn't actually the night before, which is something, but it was still 2 in the morning. Yeah, it's still the same effect. So, let's see. I'm going to go back to my timeline here for a second because that's how prepared I am. And see, make sure I'm covering everything.
So we are here talking about the universe and the multiverse and things that may or may not affect you. I've been getting really into this lately. This is actually my discussion topic of the day because I actually saw a YouTube video, and I don't know if you guys are into this kind of thing, but I am, like, where they talk about, you know, the cutting-edge theoretical physics. And they call it theoretical physics, of course, because it's extremely difficult to empirically test these things. For those of you that don't know, empirical, you know, means where you do research. We have the scientific method where you actually have, like, numbers and ways to measure things. So I saw this, I think she was an Iranian physicist, and she was on this panel, and she was by far the most interesting. She was, what's that? She had glasses, yeah. She was talking about they're going to measure glitches in the universe. And you've heard about this, Captain Nicholas. You saw that, yeah. She was talking about, I guess, how there's some kind of high-energy masses where they're looking to see if we are in an actual simulation or not, if we are actually not real and we are actually generated by someone, which I think is incredible because, you know, of course, there's people like Elon Musk that are talking about this where they're saying that there is a much better chance that we are not in the base reality, that there's something creating us. Now, I will caveat this, not that I'm more intelligent than any of these people, but I will caveat this personally. What I've found in my studies of philosophy is whatever is the most complicated thing in the given time period is what people compare reality to. So, you know, when clocks were first invented in the Middle Ages, they were like, well, the universe is like a clock, and, you know, it has these parts and that parts, and it was back then. They had Newtonian physics at some point after that, and that's the way they thought of things. They were dropping rocks from towers, and that's how they figured out how things worked. And then, you know, we got into, the modern era. So once you get through the Newtonian age, then you get more into, like, the Einstein age, or, you know, of course, starting from people like Max Planck and all that, when you get into quantum physics. Now we have things like computers. We're studying electrons. We're studying probabilities of them to be in one place or not. We're starting to learn all these things. So now they have all these theories about how, you know, the universe is, like, you know, unpredictable and things can happen. And now we have computer simulations. So now they're saying we're a computer simulation. So I guess the point is, like, not that it's wrong, but, like, what I find is that whatever's the most complicated thing that we're able to think of and do, that tends to be what we assign to the universe. Because let's face it, reality is not simple, or at least that we know. And so it's just interesting to me. But that said, I'm also totally down for that, because people say things like, oh, you know, Newton was wrong, and Einstein was wrong, and this and that, and Plato was wrong. Well, the way I look at it is they all add to the picture. You know, it's all your perspective. Because, you know, when people say, oh, the world, they thought the world was flat, how stupid. Well, guess what? That worked for them, because they didn't have airplanes. They didn't go around the world. So it didn't matter if it was flat or not. It didn't matter if Newtonian physics was real or not. That's how they measured things, and that's what they knew, so it worked. And it still works. We still can use Newtonian physics for a lot of things. It just so happens that now we know other things. We're doing more advanced things. We're moving spaceships faster. We're moving light beams, lasers, measuring particles and accelerators. So now we need Einstein's theories. But we can still use all those other theories. It's not like they become wrong or useless. It's that we refine our ideas. So I reject the feeling that, you know, people always say science, you know, one thing they prove this and one day they prove that. I can't listen to science. Well, you can. It's an accumulated knowledge. Now, of course, I don't know why I'm ranting on the experimental method here. But of course, if you find some evidence that shows you that something is, quote, wrong, then you move on and you embrace that new evidence. And, you know, you grow from there. But you cannot live your life in darkness assuming that you need proof for everything. This is one of the reasons why I feel like religion has come about so early in humanity. Because it's not useful to live your life as if you don't know the answers to everything and constantly try to find the answers to everything. You have to have your day-to-day life. You have to have interactions that are normal. And then at the same time, you can have that inquisitive mind and that deep analysis of the universe and figure out all these things. But, you know, when you're at the grocery store and you're trying to buy a plain donut and all they have is glazed donuts, I'm not going to figure out, like, if I put my hand in there enough times through the theories of quantum physics, I'm going to get a plain donut, even though they don't have one. Yes, that is true. That could happen. But you're not going to live your life that way. You're going to use your life. You're going to live your life on the day-to-day level and then also on the spiritual level or whatever you call it. So, I don't know. That was a potentially unnecessary rant, but I feel a little better, actually, now that I got that out here on the radio waves. All right, so I think what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring in these jokers from outside. We had some characters in here. Come on in, guys. This is the cast and crew that I guess it turned out Sherman Sitter was interviewing them. But they were, of course, playing characters. We're going to find out their real names, their real identities, and their real and true hopes and dreams for the next 5 minutes, because we're living in the now.
Okay, here we go.
So you guys are live right there. Let's have the Muffin Man.
Muffin Man.
Sit down. So what's your real name, Muffin Man? This is, by the way, I'll just preface it. You guys are with Lisa at Large.
Correct.
This sort of came up at the spur of the moment, and Fue was like, hey, Alec, can... or she actually contacted one of my colleagues, and he never gives me messages, so I didn't get it in time. But thankfully, I got the message, and I was able to have you all in. So, Fue, and you go by Johnson, but there's some other name.
Nayuli.
Nayuli. Oh, so that's not like like a married name or some
double
name or something. Okay, I love that name. And then what about Xander, a.k.a.?
Yeah, a.k.a. Robert Warner, yeah.
Try to get as close as you can to this. So you can move that, yeah.
I'm not used to that feeling. All right.
You can maybe sit there, too, for
yeah. Robert Warner.
Robert Warner.
Yeah, with an E, not an A.
Robert with an E?
Yeah.
Because it could be Robar, which is like rubbish, which is what you were going for earlier.
My name is Andrew Mandepat, but that's with an A.
Wait, Andrew what?
M-A-N-D-A-P-A-T, Andrew Mandepat.
Mandepat.
Yeah, not nuts.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds like Mandepat. It sounds like something that you would buy on a UHF channel that helps you sit down more comfortably.
That's what I am sitting on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the Mandepat.
Mandepat by Mandepat.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I think there might be something to this.
You know, we're getting on it right now. My people are talking to the other people.
Yeah. And then Corey, a.k.a.?
Jared Bogosian.
You guys don't have easy names, do you?
No.
Bogosian is either Russian or Armenian, I'm guessing.
It's Armenian, but I'm very white for an Armenian, they tell me.
Yeah, well, Armenians would say they're white, right?
Brother, they're European, to all right? My Armenians out there.
Yeah, you're American, though. You're born here, right?
Oh, yeah. I was born in Maine, which is, like, the whitest state in the United States. So
I heard they bleached the babies in the infantry.
Yeah, I didn't get quite enough bleach because I'm still, like, slightly tanned and all that, but, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
I'm bleached inside.
So, so you guys... Did you say you're bleached on the inside?
That's true.
That's very interesting. I don't know. I want to go somewhere with that, but I'm too slow right now to think about where to go.
What's the FCC rules on those?
Hey, there's no fucking FCC rules. You can do whatever you want.
Sherman, you should be respectful. They might be uncomfortable with cursing.
Are you guys fucking uncomfortable with cursing? Does that fucking bother you?
From a squirrel, maybe.
I'm from New York, okay? Fuck is a four-letter word. It's in the dictionaries. Okay, you can look it up. It's useful. I don't use it like a dumbass and like not use it for useful things. I'm like, hey, get that fucking thing over there. So, it's, you know, it's useful. It's like an adjective.
Exactly.
Is that an adjective or an adverb?
It depends on your usage in the sentence, Alex.
He did it fuckly. No, it's an adjective.
Yeah.
Fucking adjective. Okay.
All right. Thanks for the grammar lesson.
Yeah.
So back to Lisa at Large. So I watched the trailer. It looks really fun. I love like the whole excitement that Lisa has had. I forget which one's the writer. You're the writer. I love the excitement that you and the main character have brought to that role.
Yeah.
You know, and just like the unbridled enthusiasm. It's one of those like, you know, you want to watch this person, you want to see her succeed,
well,
but you also want to see her fail because that's also part of the.
No, that's definitely. Well, the main thing with that is it's you're coming of age, young woman going to Los Angeles, having big dreams, idealistic dreams about being a journalist. Then you throw them into this kind of dog-eat-dog kind of superficial world of Los Angeles and gossip websites.
Thanks for saying dog-eat-dog, by the way.
Oh, man.
You know, squirrels are peaceful animals. I hate it when people like, because the squirrels here, they make oh, look, there's a squirrel. Let's make nut jokes.
What if I say rat race?
I'm cool with that. Actually, you know something. Rats are very intelligent, and they're very much like humans. There's a reason why psychologists study, they know more about rats and undergraduate freshmen than any other population in the world. There's a reason for that. Did you know rats laugh and play?
You know, my pet rat does.
No, I'm dead serious. They do.
Really?
They do. Scientists have finally figured. I've knew it, of course, the whole time. But scientists have figured out they actually laugh and they actually play. They study play behavior in rats.
Are they like dolphins and humans? Do they fornicate for fun and pleasure? Or
no, but squirrels do. Anyway, we were talking about Lisa at Large, and we get sometimes he.
Like you said, the trailer, the wonderful cast. It's a fun show. That's basically what it is. We were kind of calling it like a Mary Tyler Moore show for the 21st century. You know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a template. It's not. It's its own thing.
Yeah. I just thought of something really dark. I was like, oh, in that most of the cast is now dead.
No.
That's horrible.
Except for Ed Asner and Gavin McLeod.
Yeah. Well, Betty White was in it too. Yeah. You gotta love people like Betty White. You know, they've had. I remember one time I was in I forget which big studio it was. You know, and you see pictures of like the old timers, and you know they're all pictures of like them having fun, and like you know they were like not shooting at the time. They were just having fun, and it's like that's really what this business is about. You know, like. We forget. It's such a rat race, and, like, you're doing a show about that, you know? Sorry, Sherman. We forget that not only is that Hollywood could be fun, you know, it's become such a business, and everything's become a business. People say, well, Hollywood's a business. Well, everything is.
Yeah.
But you have to find ways to bring that fun. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'd love to, and the cast can chime in, too. I think you were talking about trailers. Probably one of the most positive reactions of anything I've been part of when we put out, because it's just... You sense what it's about. I mean, we talk about social media and rat race and dog eat dog and, you know, coming of age. But, you know, at its core, it's a sitcom. Sit down, laugh. Come on. Don't take yourself so seriously. But it's a coming of age story with a woman in L.A. trying to find herself.
And what's really cool, too, is that, like, the production itself, when you talk about the environment out here, it was one of the most, like, awesome, familial, fun. I had more fun doing this than I've done on any other project that I've worked on, and just the environment and energy and love around this project was just something that I've never experienced before.
Yes. So a lot of love in us.
Lots of love.
You were talking about, doing fun and passion. You know, Andy and I were talking about the show, before we even shot it, before we even really got to that stage, we were talking about, you know what, let's bring this out and make the world happy. You know, let's make it happen. And this was all before, like, budget even came together. We were looking way down the road. And we really took it and made it fun. We, in bringing the cast together, we made sure that everybody had a fun heart coming in. So every person that came in, we made sure they all had a good attitude.
Yeah, so and you guys are fun, too. So, you like, that rubs off on people, you know. Like, I mean, I consider myself a pretty fun person.
You are.
But, like... But your energy coming up the stairs, like, that elevates me. Like, the thing is that, you know, people say, like, I don't know, like, there's, like, the metaphor of, like, you know, it just takes one light to get rid of the darkness. And it's really true. Like, we forget sometimes because when everybody's shutting off their lights, it's easy to shut yours off also because it's sort of like there's funny, like, social – I pay attention to social psychology a lot. I mentioned my YouTube channel where I talk about bicycle stuff. It's dftashow.com. But one of the things I talk about is bicycle awareness. And right now I'm doing psychology of bicycling.
I saw the brake light, and I really love it.
Yeah. But the thing is, like I realize, like, when in doing this, it's, like, it's so easy to criticize, and it's so easy. And then you want to do it. And the getting into, like, the psychology, you know, my background in psychology, I love the feeling of, like, when everyone's sitting, you feel like you have to sit. When everyone's standing, you feel like you have to stand. And that's not even, like, being negative or positive. That's just sitting and standing.
Right.
So... there's something very powerful about group think in social situations, you know. Like, see, you want him to sit down now, right? But there's no reason. He's fine there,
one
right?
One of us.
Yeah, but he's the only one standing, so it's like, oh, I feel weird. But, and you know, we were talking about this last time I was here, where I've embraced my awkwardness to the point where I can be different now, and I like it. But, you know, if for people that can't do that, for people that can't turn on their lights, you know, I feel like people like you, when you come up the stairs like that, you're going to light people up. And that's what I feel like this sitcom is going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to bring that life, something fun and something bright for people to be happy about.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell you, our whole cast is that way. Because we started this from the very beginning. It starts with one. It really did. You know, when I first...
That's what I always say, too. Start with one. Number one right here.
It starts with one. I got tired of waiting for that light at the end of the tunnel. I just lit the bitch up. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, no,
What you want to do if you're in a tunnel, you can just get a flamethrower, and you can throw the light to the end of the tunnel. You don't have to go there.
It's just a freight train coming your way.
So, but when you start with one good attitude, it's just so, it's like a wildfire. It spreads, you know, and our whole set was that way. You know, we had people that were there working from, you know, 14, 16-hour nights and days, and they were just all, like, super energy for the whole day. People could even go home, and they wanted to stay and watch what the next scene was all about, you know, even though they were, you know, they were paid and they could have gone home. But they wanted to stay because the energy was so high and awesome. It was just... It was, everybody was lifting each other up. It was a really good set. So I can't wait for the people at home to see Lisa at Large, because this energy that the show is going to bring is going to hopefully lift their spirits. When they get home from work, they get to feel that spirit that we got to feel on set.
Go to lisaatlarge.com. That wonderful trailer's there. We're also at lisaatlarge2017. That would be 2017. That's a Twitter handle, too.
And Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter.
So do that one more time, the website and the...
So the website is lisaatlarge.com. And the
wait, hold on. I'm writing it down. Lisa at... Not at sign, just A-T, right?
LisaAtlarge. That's a period. Ellipses. With only one of them. .com.
LisaAtlarge.com. Got it. Okay. Yeah. And what's the Instagram?
Instagram and Twitter is at Lisa.
With the A-T or the at sign?
At symbol. L-I-S-A.
I don't know how these fucking things work. I work on that.
So the at symbol, LisaAtlarge 2017. That is 2017.
Fucking people don't even know how to talk about that with their show.
I was distracted by your squirrel-sized pencil that you're using to write it down with. It's very
you engaging. You gotta tell it. You're on fucking radio. They can't see nothing. You gotta spell it out for them. At A-T, ampersand. You get a fucking URL that I can understand.
There's a bass symbol in there, too.
Bass.
There's a treble clef.
Yes. What'd you want to say?
I wanted to say that.
This is the writer again. He's always this is his time to talk.
Oh, well, because most of the time I'm in the basement doing Lord knows what with the squirrels. But
see how funny humans are?
Yeah,
that's so creative. Oh, look, there's a squirrel, so I'm going to say I'm with squirrels. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, dumbass, go ahead.
I just want to say that we have a great cast. You've seen three of them here today, or heard three of them today, and they're wonderful. And it is again. It's.
Wait, hold on a second. What is this?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Get your hippie juice out of here.
What is?
It's even worse because it's a kombucha bottle.
Oh boy.
But I use it to put my water in because I don't want PBAs in my water bottles with all the plastic bottles.
God bless.
PBAs, great station. I watched. I watched. What's up with Corey? What's up and down with Corey when I was a kid on that station?
The speed episode was my favorite.
Yeah. The one where he was strapped to a bus?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, were you saying something important or were you just rambling on?
I was rambling. Where's the muffins? No.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, guys, for coming in. It was a pleasure. If you want to hang around, we might have another little wrap-up at the end. Jared got quiet back there. Jared, do you want to – you're one of them actor types. Do you want to plug anything or anything else?
Not particularly. I just want to say I love you all, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. No problem. All right. Beat it. Let me do my thing.
Okay, we will see you.
Get out of here quickly. We're on the air. Hurry up. Hey, Nicholas, you want to jump in here and be on the mic here with me for a second?
So we are here, Don't Feed the Animals, with Inspirato Projecto Radio. We are going to have a little station identification if I can wake up my phone. And I'm going to do this one. Let's do this one this time. All right. We are in the studio with Captain Nicholas. Now, those of you who know Captain Nicholas from K-Chung fame and also from your local bus station. Oh, wait. No, Kurt's the bus. What do you... What's your favorite? You walk, you said.
I fly.
You fly. That was the correct answer. If I was Kurt, I'd have a ding, ding, ding or something. okay, so I want to talk about something specific with Nicholas, something deep and dear to my soul. Remember last time, I think I played the show Must Go On, and right. I was talking a little bit about Freddie Mercury. Did I talk a little bit about his voice and, like, some of the things that people were finding out? Does that sound familiar to you? Maybe not.
It sounds like it wasn't something we delved into.
I might have been holding back because I think I wanted to talk about it this time. But it turns out that, you know, Freddie Mercury was considered one of the greatest rock singers of all time.
Absolutely.
And yeah. It turns out there's good reason for that. And we'll play some Queen in a little bit so you can get a sample. But there was a team from Austria, the Czech Republic, and Sweden that did a scientific analysis of Freddie Mercury's voice and why it was so awesome. Or they kind of just went into it just to analyze it.
That's really interesting.
So here's some of the things. I wanted to share this with you just to see what you thought about this. So are you a singer, by the way, at any level?
I'm not either. Not traditionally, no.
I'm not either. But let me see. Are any of you guys singers out there?
No.
No, okay. Boy, come on in. Are you really? Are you really a singer? Oh, okay, never mind. I just wanted to see if there was a legit singer. But so what they found was apparently he was a baritone, but he sang as a tenor. Now, I do have a singer friend who told me at one point, and I think singers know this, that it's easier to go up your range than it is to go down.
Right.
So people that have a deep voice, they're more likely that they can improve and get higher frequencies. So that was the first thing. So he sang as he was known as a tenor, but he was actually a baritone. That's one of the reasons why he had the range that he had. He also used something called subharmonics. Now, this is all Greek to me, but I know the singers out there will identify with this. But apparently he used tissue in his throat that is not normally used for singing or talking. Mm. He was able to access this tissue to create a quality that other people basically couldn't imitate. They said something like, I think there's something called a Tuvan throat singer. Tuvan throat singers are the only ones that really try to use this part of their throat. So he naturally used that. And the other thing they found was his vocal cords vibrated faster than everyone else's. And they were also more irregular. Usually people for vibrato, I have the numbers here. Let me see if I can find the numbers. Usually people's vibrato typically fluctuates between 5.4 hertz and 6.9 hertz. He came in at 7.04 hertz.
Wow.
So he was significantly higher and also had a kind of an irregular quality to it.
Yeah.
And you hear that in his thing. When you know that, you hear it. So it's very interesting, like, how he was able to basically do things that other people couldn't. And it was partially because he was untrained. I think they all had opera training at some point. But when he was young, you know, he kind of went in without training. So he developed this style and then had the training on top of it, which made him even more powerful.
Wow.
Many people might know he did an opera album in the late 80s. They used it for the theme of the Barcelona Olympics. But he had a whole album with this lady, Montserrat Caballé. Have you heard about that or heard anything about that?
No.
No, yeah. See, nobody really knows about this because Queen was already out of favor in the U.S. by this point. But he actually didn't want to use his opera voice because he was afraid people wouldn't recognize his signature voice. But you can hear it in the backup vocals. You can hear him singing legit opera, and it sounds really good. Like, it sounds really good. So he had the skills, he just didn't necessarily use them. So the other thing that this study found was there's something that singers look at to try to get the perfect, quote, the perfect sine wave, which is a 1.0. Freddie Mercury achieved a 0.57, which maybe some people wouldn't consider a good thing, but again, it all kind of added to his characteristic.
His irregularity.
Irregularity. So Pavarotti, someone like him, had a perfect sine wave. But then Freddie Mercury, with his extreme vibrato, his range, and they said, I'm going to find the numbers on his range. When I was a kid, it was almost like there became a myth around Freddie Mercury. It was like, oh, he has an 8-octave range. Well, he doesn't have an 8-octave range because that's impossible. But what these scientists found is they have verifiable evidence that he had a 37 semitone range, which is over 3 octaves.
Yeah.
But there's also some evidence that says he has an over 4-octave range, ranging from F sharp 2 to E6. So if you picture a piano that has 8 octaves, you have the F2 on the one end on the deep end, and you have the E6 almost all the way to the other end. Whereas most singers have like a 2-octave range.
Yeah.
Most good singers have a 2-octave range. So he doubled. So again, like, this natural talent.
Interesting.
You know. And I love that scientists figured this out, you know?
Yeah. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
37 semitones. Well,
I don't want to sound stupid, but 37 semitones, that is almost four octaves, too.
Well,
so
just for people that don't know, semitones is basically from, like, a white key to a black key.
Okay,
or if there's two white keys together, it's white to white.
Okay, so it's actually diminished, then.
The scales are, like, you know, like a C scale is C, D, E, F, G, mm-hmm. H, you know, or G, there's no H. But but it starts off again at A. But so there's just the white keys, basically, right,
okay.
for a C scale. And then there's something called a chromatic scale,
right.
which is all 12 notes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't just hit the eight notes of a scale.
Right.
You go all 12. So that would be how you'd figure out semitones. It's a half step.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah. I don't know. Any thoughts or anything to contribute on that?
I mean, that's really cool.
So I think... I don't even know what this means. It had something else. 3-to-1 frequency locked vibratory pattern of vocal folds and ventricular folds. I wrote that down as a bullet, but I have no idea. I don't remember what that means. So if you're a singer out there, maybe you can tell me. So let's go ahead and listen to another Queen song. So this is actually, again, from the last album. So just keep in mind that he was dying of AIDS at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to get the same range, but the quality was still there, right? He still had the same... I remember one time, you know, people make jokes about everything, and, like, that's fine, and I'm a comedian, too. But it kind of is a little bit not funny, like, when people are, like, some one guy was like, oh, yeah, he wasn't what he used to be. It's like, well, he was dying. Like,
how would you feel, yeah?
Yeah, but he was so brave. Like, he fought... I told you last time how people would bring lyrics to him, and he would just basically sing them as long as he could stand. And sing. So, very brave performance.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to feel, like, melancholy about it. You know, he gave us great gifts, and it's something to be happy about. You know, we're all going to be gone. So, you know, I'm in the optimistic nihilism place where, like, yes, everything's going to end, but let's be happy while we're going there.
Yeah.
So, let's enjoy this. Let's listen to the quality of this master band and see if we can hear some of these qualities that scientists...
Let me have that death that you want so bad. Have it in your soul. 1,001 yellow devils in the woods. If you're dancing, come tell me what. Are they trying to tell you something?
I shouldn't have done that. Hold on.
Let me have that death that you want so bad. Have it in your soul so bad. 1,001 yellow devils in the woods. If you're dancing, come tell me what. You're missing that one by the school. You're simply not.
filings. And let's see. I just want to wrap up with one last thing. We're going to do another That's That. I believe I played this one before, but I love it so much. We're gonna end the show with this one. So here it is. That's That. K-Chong Radio, don't feed the animals.
It's time for That's That. Well, let's look at this. I'm looking at a light right now, and it's probably not incandescent, even though that's what most people think indoor lights are. They're incandescent. But that doesn't mean that something that's inside of a can, like incandescent. No, because decent is the opposite of dry. Desiccant is dry, whereas wet is something else. Maybe it's humidity. Humility is very important, too. Well, that rhymes with humidity, kind of, but not really, because it's a different middle letter. So you can't really say it rhymes, but it does kind of like early rhyme and late rhyme, so maybe that's a rhyme. Is it a rhyme if a word starts the same, or is it only a rhyme when it ends the same? I don't know if it's the same game we're playing now, because now I'm doing single-syllable rhymes, which are really like nursery school level. Nursery school. I said nursery school because I messed up. When you mess up, you have to start again sometimes because people say, boo. They're like ghosts. They just want you to disappear, even though you could have just said it again and no one really got hurt. But people want you to be perfect. And why do you need to be perfect? Because that's how we're judged in our society. And remember, if you say hello to someone, they're probably looking at the way you dress or how fat you are. So don't get judged by other people. Stay in your house and never go out. And maybe even record things on a microphone all by yourself where no one wants to be there with you because they think you're stupid. And you just sit here watching the clock go by as your voice blathers on and you have nothing really important to say. So we're going to be here on the radio anyway, and we're just going to pretend like people really want to listen to this, even though they don't. Because really, people don't care about you. They just want to talk themselves. That's why there's such a thing as radio. It's not for people to listen. It's because people like to talk. And see, I just made another mistake. So that means you're out. That's two strikes. But in this world, that's enough. You're going to the dugout and get dug out.
All right. That's that. There it is. So I forgot how dark that one was. That was part of my 2 a.m. Spiel last time. But I feel better this time around. I don't know what's different about this time than last time. But, you know, sometimes you feel good. And that's the way I feel today. So we're going to leave the darkness behind. We're going to turn on the lights. We're going to inspire people. I want you to think about that as you're going throughout the world. You know, say hello to someone you wouldn't normally say hello to. Be nice to the cashier who maybe hates their job at the grocery store. And, you know, try to contribute to other people's happiness because you know how good it is when people contribute to your happiness and you know how that feels. And actually, scientists have shown that by you doing nice things for other people, you actually also feel good. So if you want to think of the win-win aspect of it, then you have that too. And that's that. All right, thanks everybody. This has been a special Don't Feed the Animals edition of Inspirato Projecto Radio, filling in for the amazing and inimitable Kurt Clendenin.
And Sherman City here, thanks for coming in, and thanks to Lisa at Large. You know, go back and find the website. I guess it was lisaatlarge.com or something like that. I don't know, just Google it. You can fucking find it. If you can't find it, you're too dumb to deserve to watch it. So there you go.
All right. Thanks, Sherman. Thanks, Captain Nicholas. We are out of here, and we'll see you sometime in the future.